grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus, our blessed Lord and Savior, the Lamb of God, who has taken away the sins of the world. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, as we begin this blessed season, ever open our ears, open our minds and hearts to receive your word in faith and repentance. Draw us closer to you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, on this Ash Wednesday, as we begin this blessed season of Lent, may we hear and may we believe that it is finished. Let me say it again. May we hear and believe this night and throughout the season, and for that matter, every season and every day of every year, that it is finished. During Lent, we walk with Jesus through his sorrows. We'll walk with him through the Garden of Gethsemane, where he prays earnestly, sweating blood. He's betrayed by Judas, arrested, put on trial before Caiaphas. We'll walk to Caiaphas' house, and we'll see Peter deny him three times in the courtyard. And he's convicted of blasphemy. We'll go to Pilate's courtroom, where after a long process, of course, as you know, he is convicted again. He's going to be crucified. We'll walk with him outside the city to Golgotha, Mount Calvary, where he hangs on the cross for 6 hours, 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There's darkness, there's an earthquake, the temple curtain tears when he dies, and right before he dies, he yells out in victory, not in pain, not in agony, but he yells out in great victory, "It is finished." And that's the theme I want to carry through tonight and the following Wednesday services. I hope you come throughout the Wednesday services. That's the theme. It is finished, and so what? There is salvation, there is forgiveness, there is peace with God. It's all done by Jesus, accomplished by Jesus. So what? Well, First Lutheran Church, individual Christian, you and I, it is finished by Jesus, so stop working. That's tonight. And the next Wednesdays, stop making war with each other. And stop weeping and crying so much. And stop being so weak and afraid in life. And stop wanting for more and more and more when we already have everything in Jesus. And stop worrying and wondering about your future. All those are some topics to come in Lent. Tonight, Ash Wednesday, it is finished by Jesus, so stop working. What do I mean? Well, my job, of course not. I mean it's finished by Jesus, so Christian, stop working and working and working and trying and trying and trying to impress other people, to show off how good you are, to gain attention for yourself and glory for yourself, and to try to gain the approval of God somehow and earn brownie points with God and impress God. Stop trying and working to impress people and other people and God himself. Jesus in the Ash Wednesday gospel basically says that. Matthew 6, you heard me read it. And the theme of that is, you're a Christian, you believe in me, the Savior of the world, and stop working so hard to show off and to gain attention and to be seen by others, to gain glory for yourself. How dare you? When the glorious one is here, who's going to die and rise, and you thinking about yourself as you do things in his name to show off. And he gives some examples there in Matthew 6. And there are many we could list. The three he gives. One is giving to the needy, as you heard. And it's good to give to the needy. And give to the needy and be generous in all your life. And do it in faith and do it in humility, in secret. No one needs to know. Just do it because you're a Christian. Not for your glory, but for God's glory and for the sake of your neighbor who's in need. Stop working so hard to impress others in how you give. I'm such a nice, generous person. Aren't you glad I'm like me? And he mentions fasting. It's good to fast. It's okay to fast. Wonderful thing to fast. But stop fasting, trying to gain attention for yourself. What are you giving up, Flynn? I'm giving up this. I'm giving up more than you. I'm a better Christian than you, aren't I? Because you're not giving up near as much as I'm giving up. Stop this nonsense of hypocrisy. It's all show. It's all to gain glory and attention to make me look better than you. And that makes me feel better because I'm such a selfish sinner. Stop it, hypocrite. And he mentions prayer. And yes, pray. And as you have faith, pray in secret. Go to your room and pray and shut the door so no one can even see you. Get on your knees and pray. And don't pray in such a way to gain attention and to impress. Your elaborate, long prayers, your wordy prayers, look at how I can pray, and I'm a better prayer than you. Oh, really? Stop working, stop trying so hard to gain the approval of others and gain the approval of God. And there are two reasons why we stop working. We stop working to impress others and God because we can't do enough to impress God and other people anyway. You can't do enough to gain the approval of God anyway, and for that matter, the approval of other people, because they just kind of laugh at you as you try to show off anyway, don't they? So stop it. We began worship Ash Wednesday, and how did we begin? You came forward tonight, and we all patted you. Dan and I patted you on the back and said, you are great, and to glory you will return. And we're so happy that you're here. You are amazing. Is that what we did? Patted you on the back and said, you are great, and to glory you'll return, because you're so good and pious. You're better. We're the best church in the world. We're so good. Do we call this Amazing Wednesday? We're such an amazing people. God is lucky to have you and I, because we are just so good. No, we came up and we put ashes on your head and on my head and said bluntly, you're dust. And then we didn't add, you are dust, and now you must do blank, 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 blank to earn God's approval again and to impress other people. You must do all this now. You didn't even add the must, because there's nothing we can do anyway that's going to matter. We said, you are dust, and to dust you shall return, meaning we are helpless. We are utterly hopeless against sin. You think you can do something with your sin, improve your life? You're a hypocrite, and you're lying to yourself. You can't do anything. Dust, and to dust we shall return. We are helpless and hopeless, crying out for the mercy of God. And that's what Lent does. It sticks us in the corner and doesn't let us get out. You know, we probably enjoyed the Super Bowl Sunday. Congratulations to Peyton Manning. And as I watched, both teams had a great defense. And as the Carolina quarterback Cam Newton was being pressured by the defense, what did he try to do? He tried to run and get out of it, and they most often hit him and tackled him, even fumbled a few times, because he's a big, strong, athletic guy. I'll try to run and get away from all this. But what did dear old Peyton Manning do, the 39-year-old? When the Carolina rush was coming in on him, what did he do? He didn't try to run. He's 39 years old and doesn't have the legs. He didn't try to straight arm. I'm strong. I'll push you big guys away. He didn't try to knock him out of the way. What did he do? Peyton Manning falls over. When he knows he's done, he just falls over and says, please don't crush me. I'll live for another day. And this is Lent. We don't try to push sin away. We can't. I'll knock sin out of my life. We can't. I'll run from it. I'll do something. I'll become better, God. We just fall down on our knees and say, God, please don't crush me. Spare me. Have mercy on me. I am helpless and hopeless. So stop working trying to impress God and other people, because you can't do enough to impress God anyway. The sin just keeps building up. But here's a better reason. Stop working to gain others' approval and God's approval, because it is finished in Jesus. Jesus Christ has already gained the approval of God for you and me. He's already impressed his Father for you and me. He lived the perfect life for you and me. He did all the good works for you and me. When Jesus died and rose, he is the once and for all sacrifice for all of our sins. Not just half of them or three quarters or 99%, but for every sin, all of them, our sinful nature and all that goes with it. Every sin, he's the once and for all sacrifice. So we don't have to do anything to atone for our sin or make up for our sins, as if we could do it anyway. And when Jesus died, he took upon himself every drop of the Father's wrath. Not half the wrath, not 99% of the wrath, but all of God's anger and wrath over sin. All of it he laid on Jesus. All of hell he laid on Jesus. Your hell he laid on Jesus. So we don't have to try to do something to say, I'm going to somehow escape hell. I'm going to somehow make God happy. God's happy with us. God's not mad, friends. He's not mad. His anger was laid on Jesus. He's reconciled. He's our friend. He's for us. So stop trying to impress him and gain his approval. It's not going to work. You don't have to. Jesus did it. And when Jesus rose again, he earned every second and year and millions of years in heaven for us. We don't have to do things to try to add on to eternal life. I know Jesus did that, but I got to add on some things to make sure I get there. You don't have to do that. He did everything. It's finished. So stop trying to gain God's approval and other people's approval. When we made the ashes, we put a cross on your forehead. We didn't put a F on there for fire. You're going to burn in hell. Enjoy the fire, friend. Or an H for hell. Made a cross. A remembrance of our baptism, where the sign of the cross is made upon our foreheads, upon our hearts. To say you're baptized. I'm baptized. And because of our baptism, the cross of Jesus, the resurrection of Jesus, and the forgiveness of sins that's applied in our baptism, we are the children of God. We are a royal diadem, a treasured possession to God, the apple of God's eye, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. That's who we are. We're reconciled, we're redeemed, we're saved, we're forgiven. We are saints. And so, yes, we are dust, to dust we shall return. But in Christ Jesus, we are just. We are justified. We are right with God. We are innocent. We are not guilty. We are justified, and to Jesus we will go in heaven. And that's called the absolution, basically, and that's called communion. We sinners are just, justified, not guilty, reconciled, redeemed, all by Jesus. The pressure is off. You can't get any higher, friend. We're children of God. We're already heirs of eternal life. You can't get any higher than that, so the pressure's off. Stop working so hard to impress others or God. Just be a Christian with thankfulness and joy. Hear again. Believe again tonight and throughout your life and certainly through this Lent. It is finished. So stop working. Amen.